Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you go on safari again?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So that is one
yes.
You've never done. Live up to the hype, bigger
was,
than the hype.
It was better than anything I could ever imagine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good sign.
I don't think I've been.
Because that's not cheap. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do a safari, if anyone comes away disappointed from a safari, that's fine. But you're like, man, that is a lot of money to be disappointed.
Right. Correct. You would be shocked at just some of the things that, you know, you think about Africa in a lot of different ways as far as what you know you believe to be true about Africa. Africa is a huge continent, so there's a lot of different, there's deserts, there's jungle, there's, you know, a huge-ass mountain, there's South Africa is different than everywhere else, but the food is phenomenal. You have all these different European cultures that are also involved with Africa, where people have retired or whatever, moved down there. The roads, if you've driven in Ballard or Fremont lately, or any of the roads, there's potholes everywhere, the roads in Africa are nicer than the roads in the United States.
I believe that.
There's so much, like, you're not expecting these things. I'm just thinking, like, I'm in the outback, you know, like, I'm in the
right, 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 right.
There's
right.
dust flying everywhere. And I, no, man, like, it's nice. I mean, there's it's really nice. There's a lot of nice areas. Obviously, like anywhere else, there are poor areas, there are rich areas. But there's so much more money that's being put into Africa right now. Because of, you know, people who go and get jobs in other countries,
mm-hmm.
come back, build their parents a home.
Mm-hmm.
Build themselves a home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all on just like, you know, 3 acres of property. It's just this beautiful, just, you know, there's a lot of nice stuff there. Then you get out into the safari area, and you cannot believe just the beauty of the animals, the scenery. I mean, you don't want to be walking out there too long. You
know what
I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
It's dangerous. I mean, everything out there.
Did you see any snakes?
No. But the centipedes and millipedes were about as big as some of the.
Those things bug me, man.
Right?
Like, those big giant ones. It's not right.
It looks like something from a prehistoric era. It looks like something you'd find a fossil of.
Yeah.
Like from the dinosaur era.
Like snakes, I can get around. Like, I'll avoid snakes. I don't quite have a full on phobia of them, but I don't go around them just because I don't want to tempt that.
Sure.
Centipedes, millipedes, I don't do that at all. That's not for me.
I'd rather see those than a snake.
The other thing with the centipedes and millipedes, like, most snakes won't necessarily attack you. They defend themselves from a perceived attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
The centipedes and millipedes, man, like, if you're asleep, like, they're coming after you, man.
Yeah.
Like, they want to do you harm.
Here's how bizarre. They're huge.
Bizarre.
So on the zip line thing. So I rack my jewels on the second run, right? Now, where the zip line was, it was over the Victoria River, all right? And every platform I went to, there's monkeys. And the monkeys are just constantly like picking at your hair.
Picking at your hair.
Picking at your shirt. Mm. You know, like, come on, dude. I mean, like, I'm trying to get strapped in here. So the monkeys are being monkeys.
Right.
So they're just constantly like messing with you, effing with you the entire time. Then this zip line goes across the river, which is a crocodile-infested river. So when you're looking down, there's crocodiles all along the banks.
Are they all looking up with their mouths open?
They're crocodiles.
Hoping
they'll
drop.
They are looking up at you. Yes. They're crocodiles in the river. And so, like, you got monkeys picking at you. You got crocodiles in the river. You're like, where in the hell am I? What is going on
right here?
I can't feel my testicles. It was just a weird experience. I think I'm done with bungee jumping. Or not bungee jumping. I'm sorry.
Zip line. I haven't gone since we went in Vegas.
I had fun doing
the Slotzilla thing. No,
but the same thing. The picture, my genitals are not where they should be.
No, it was way too long of a wait. It was way too damn high over.
It wasn't that long of a wait, and it was not that high.
The thing was spinning while I was going down there on that zip line.
Did you spin?
I did.
Are you supposed to spin?
I'm just twisting up there, and I know I'm about to fall out. I don't do that.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try, guys? I was a cook for all of my 20s, and the only saving grace of that god-awful line of work was the coworkers. I think the main reason we all got along so well was because none of us really liked or cared about our jobs. But with no room for advancement,
yeah, that's true.
Nobody stabbing each other in the back to try to get ahead, and nobody needing to act polite or pretend like they wanted to be there, the more I look back at it, the more I realize I kind of like that job.
I did like the camaraderie of being in the kitchen, because he's right. Like, no one's moving ahead in this thing. We know what we have to do. Everyone's very good at their job, but the most important thing is you don't have to be nice. You could talk as much ass about the customers because they can't hear you. And I feel like you felt better about it because the wait staff had to be nice. And you'd hear them tell you, like, if that bitch at table 3 asks me for one more thing, I'm going to stab her. I'm like, the difference between your job and mine is we will stab them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do not, if you walk into this kitchen, man, you're.
Did you ever see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make a stab in the kitchen.
No, I didn't. I threatened to stab a guy once. Do you remember the Atlantic Seafood Restaurant in the old Can building?
I don't know.
Can.
If I
all right. So anyway, work in kind of a busy area of Baltimore. It's a seafood restaurant, whatever. Fairly popular. We get slammed. I don't know if it's a Friday or Saturday night, but it's one of the nights. It's going to be heavy business. No big deal. There's a dude that owned, oh man, I wish I could remember what kind of store it was, but he was one of these guys that had a skullet, hair still tied in a ponytail, but no hair up top. He looked like the Crypt Keeper, as I saw our nickname for him. But he's one of these highfalutin. Mm. You know, he knows everything more than you. He's a vegan. Just all this stuff. Everything about him is something I don't like, but I don't need to like. It doesn't matter. Anyway, he came into the restaurant, and we knew who he was because we would see him in his shop from time to time. And he ordered whatever he ordered, but because he's vegan, it's a special order, which again, no big deal. Very used to it there. But again, we are very, very, very busy. So it's not like we're waiting to cook his food. It's just we do it in the order that we get the effing ticket. And I don't know how adults do not understand this, but it's like, that's how it works. And you're the one sitting in the restaurant, bro.
That's why tickets have numbers.
Every table. You know? Yes! The whole thing. Anyway, whatever. So I understand people getting impatient. That's fine. He walked into the kitchen, which I could not believe. Normally, you would just ask your waiter, like, is there any, can we get an estimate on our food to get here? But he didn't do that. He got up. He walked into the kitchen and straight up asked us, hey, I ordered whatever the special order was. And we saw him sitting on our ticket line. And I put my knife down, and I looked at him, and I said, whatever your problem is in this restaurant, as a fact, if you ever walk into my kitchen again, I will stab you in your chest. And I was being dead serious. I'm like, that's how it works. You don't walk into a kitchen, homie. That doesn't work. So he walks out about 5 minutes later, not even that long. General manager Frank, who swears her shirt's not pink, it's salmon. We're like, that's pink, bitch. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Frank, and he was just wearing that shirt that day. But he walks in and he's like, hey, did you threaten to stab one of the customers? I said, no, I promised to stab one of the customers. And I'm being dead serious. If he ever walks his ass in this kitchen again, I'm going to stab. He's like, well, he's upset. I said, I'm upset too. What is your point? We're making this goddamn food. It'll get out there when we're done. Now he's going to get some DNA in it. That's the other thing he didn't understand. So we all hooked him up on that. But I was like, man, you need to tell your customers, if you walk into this kitchen, you're going to get stabbed. If you have a complaint, you talk to the manager, you talk to the wait staff. That's why everyone's here. My job is to make your food. And after that, I don't have a job. I don't have to like you. I don't have to respect you if you walk in my kitchen again. But the point is, he didn't walk back in the kitchen.
No, they didn't.
So the problem was solved. I'm like, there we go.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? 206-803-ROCK.
I would say, too. I always liked bartending. I didn't mind working in bars and stuff. I got tired of not having nights and weekends.
That's the worst part of it, right? And, yeah. And I get it. If you want to make your money, obviously Friday and Saturday nights are the days to go. But what would you do if someone walked behind your bar?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's
I can't even fathom that.
You crossed a line that is not okay.
Right. If you lean over the bar and pour a drink, you're getting 86th.
Yeah. You walk. Yep. Imagine going into the cockpit. Man, can you speed this flight up? Like, they would lose their minds, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.